We present Kenneth Williams Playhouse, a series of programs which have one thing in common. Their star is Kenneth Williams. This week's Playhouse presentation also features Gordon Clyde, John Baddeley, and Miriam Margolyes in The Analysis by Leslie Randall. Over now to the lecture hall, where the audience is being addressed by Professor Helmut Weishaupt.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Or should I perhaps say colleagues? Well, as you know, tonight we are beginning an analysis of a subject. An unusual analysis, because you will be here, present throughout, able to listen, observe, and even comment. Unique opportunity for us all. Of course, we are very fortunate in having found a subject willing to submit to such a public examination. It wasn't easy to find one, you know. He had to be a complete extrovert, a flamboyant, an exhibitionist. Would you bring in Mr. Williams, please?
Thank you, yes, in here, right, yes, nice, very nice.
Good evening, Mr. Williams.
Never mind the good evening, who's this lot?
I beg your pardon?
So you should, mate. Look, I'm as willing as anyone to do a free show for a deserving cause. You only have to ask. Everyone knows if I'm free, I'm willing. I've always said that. If I'm free, I'm willing. But this is a lumber.
I don't understand.
You don't? You've got the nerve to lure me along here for a private chat. No sooner do I succumb, you've got the tickets printed and the house full notice up and all these people flocking along for a quick flash of the Kenneth. Well, that's all they're going to get, a quick flash and off. I'm very sorry, ladies and gentlemen, very sorry, but see, I didn't come prepared. We artists can't turn it on just like that, you know. No, no, got to get your adrenaline flowing, you know. Mine isn't halfway up my arm, even. No. Come along somewhere with the names in lights and you shall have it all. Well, as much as you can cope with, anyway. But not here. No, I haven't even got my music, you see.
We don't want you to sing.
Why not?
Well, perhaps another time.
Have you heard me sing?
Never.
Well, somebody's been talking. Listen, I'll have you know that when I sang Pedro the Fisherman, the price of haddock rocketed. There was a queue at Billingsgate from morn till eve. I got letters from musicians, but I took no notice. I can recognise jealousy. A voice coach from the Royal Opera House got on to me. Wanted to know how I produced my vocal effects. I told him he was astounded. Astounded. He said when he tried it, he couldn't walk for a week. And he's a professional. Look, is anybody here that can do the busking? Pedro the Fisherman. Pedro the Fisherman was all. Anyone here can do the busking? Can you try it?
Yes, Pedro. Yes,
you
Mr.
can.
William.
Oh, good. Well, come on. No. Pedro the Fisherman was always with me.
Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams, perhaps if we could clear up the misunderstanding.
Yes, right after the song. And in the evening.
Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams, please, you are not here to give a performance.
Oh, not a show?
No.
Oh, I do feel a fool. Oh, I'm very sorry about that. Well, I won't do the song then, no. I'll just say, it gives me great pleasure to declare this sailor's home well and truly open. And I hope you have a
It is not here. A what sailor's home.
Well, here.
What?
It's not an advert.
Advert?
Yes, I don't do those for nothing, you know. There's money in them, mate. If I was to go on the box and tell them what the little doggies like best, I want paying. They're worth a mint, those firms, they are. Everybody buys the stuff. A landlady I had once in Burnley, beside her dustbin on a Friday, I see 6 empty tins of dog food. She hadn't even got a dog. They had a lot of stews, though. Oh, they didn't mind. The lodgers didn't mind. They were sitting around the table after every meal, smiling and wagging their tails. You know, for 4 weeks after I stayed there, it was all I could do to get past the lamppost.
Mr. Williams! Mr. Williams,
well,
please!
I slipped the lead, you see.
You are here to be analysed.
Want me to be what, dear?
Analysed.
Oh, I don't know about that. No.
But you agreed.
Never.
But you did.
No,
you did.
What are you talking about? I've never agreed. Did I?
He did, ladies and gentlemen. He did. I promise you, he did. Well, you did. Yes, you did. You know you did.
All right. You did. All right.
You did.
I need to get your knickers.
You promised.
Don't get your knickers in a twist. Yes, but you'll do yourself a mischief carrying on like that. Calmness, control, let the waves waft over you.
Well, you did.
Very well, then. Right. All right, then. How long will it take?
About 5 years.
Oh, well, I suppose I could manage that. I pretty well put aside the whole evening anyway, so I suppose I could stretch it out to... 5 years? Did you say years? Years?
That's correct.
A long time. The ones with months in them?
Yeah.
You've blown a fuse, dear. You'd better go somewhere and loosen your braces. The blood's not getting to your head. You're not right.
5 years is the usual time. A full analysis can't be rushed.
Well, perhaps we could skip the full one, do the potted version. Not that I'm in a hurry, mind, but I don't think I could sit still for 5 years. Oh, no. Well, I'm sure I couldn't.
No. My goodness, no.
Oh, yes, I would. I know me.
Not 5 years continuously.
No.
Just one visit a week, that's all.
Oh, I see. Once a week for 5 years.
Well, that's right. Although you may not realize it, your personality is unique.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
But it is. There is only one in the entire world, and you are it.
Oh, no. There's quite a few around. If you know where to look.
No. Only one of you. The complete you. You are unique.
Thank you very much. I won't argue.
And what is it that makes the unique you? That is what we have to find out.
Well, of course. It's a combination. Looks and talent. And, of course, that indefinable, endearing warmth. I'd say that was about right, wouldn't you, Linda? What? Wake up, dear! Charming, but it was only a suggestion.
No. We are in agreement, I assure you.
Well, I don't know about that one in the third row. Look at her. She gave me a very jaundiced look. She's so yellow, she must have melted in the punk.
Mr. Williams, it is because of your complex nature that we need to take so much time.
Yes, well.
Your particular development of brain means we must go slowly.
Here, look, I've got some O-levels, you know.
Ah, and it's how you got them that we had to find out.
No, that's silly. There's no point in digging up the past.
Mm?
I mean, what does it matter how I got the O-levels?
Eh?
I mean, why ruin a good man's career? I mean, who cares how I got them? I mean, if you're going to make a fuss, I'll give them back. I mean, it's not as though it was the OBE.
Do you have the OBE?
No, and I'll tell you for why. One little joke I did about Harold, that's all, and he put the boot in.
Harold?
Yes.
Well, Harold who?
No! Oh, he'd have your head off for that, Harold. Do. He'd go there, wouldn't he? The husband of our poet Laureate S. Mrs. Wilson. That's Harold, the one with the pipe and the funny Mac, you know. Goes off the silly aisles all the time. I merely mentioned that was the ideal place for him. That's all I done. And me OB went straight off her list.
Hers?
Hers, of course hers. Don't think he does it, do you?
He?
He with the polo and the hand in the pocket, him? No, she does all that. All the ordering. 3 dozen assorted knighthoods, 6 pairs of peers, a grocer mixed medals. Yes, she takes care of all that. I'd have been there, among that lot, I'd have been there about 3 down from Sir Cecil if he hadn't put his spoke in.
Well, no, Mr. Williams, if we can, please proceed.
Oh, yes, certainly. Well, good night, ladies and gentlemen. I must be off now.
No.
What?
We stay.
Well, make up your mind. Are we doing this analysis or not?
Oh, definitely, yes. Yes, I'm most excited. But we do it here.
In front of everybody.
Oh, yes.
No wonder you're excited.
Well, I'm very sorry to disappoint you.
You agreed.
Never.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Well, you did when I first spoke to you about it.
Oh.
It was a cornerstone of our discussion. Public analysis. You agreed to public analysis.
Ah, yes, well, that was a definite misunderstanding. You see, I thought I was going to be, have a checkup, you know, and when you said I would have public analysis, I thought you meaning that I would have the sample done on the private as opposed to the national health, you know.
What sample?
The sample. Well, you know, when they... send you behind the screen, you know. You know, behind the screen.
Oh, no. No, there'll be none of that here.
Oh.
No. Now, come on, please, let us get on.
All right. Well, where's the couch?
No. No couch.
No. Oh, no, well, perhaps just as well. I do tend to nod off, you know. All right, just the drop of a hat. Well, then, what do you want me to actually do?
Just talk.
Talk? What about?
Anything at all. Off you go.
Right.
Well,
do you know, it's a funny thing. I mean, usually I'm a regular little chatterbox, but right at the moment, I am nonplussed.
Well, don't worry.
I mean, it's extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, you know, when you go on just a minute, you know, talk for 60 seconds on toffee apples. I mean, it's jolly difficult, you know.
No, Mr. William. Mr. William!
Yeah, present!
We don't want to hear about toffee apples.
Well, I mean...
We want to hear about you. We want you to talk about you, just you. Nothing but you.
Me?
Mm.
Oh. Talk about me. Mm. Oh, well, I'll force myself. Blushing little violet that I am, yes. Actually, I've been wanting to tell someone. Coming here tonight, I thought, there's an evil fairy somewhere got it in for you, Kenny. Which can't put it all down to coincidence. A series of misfortunes that would test any man's mettle. I can tell you, it nearly melted mine. Well, of course, I know some of you are not going to believe it. I know some of you are going to put it down to a lot of part-worn cobblers. I am shielded by the truth. By my veracity, it's intact. And if only we could all say the same. Well, last Friday it was. Last Friday, chip night. I keep them for Fridays, you see. You know, it's something to look forward to, isn't it? Yes, but it wasn't chip night. No, it was the morning. So chip morn, I suppose you could call it. Anyway, that's when it started. My landlady, Eagle Face, came tapping on my door to coo me into wakefulness with her traditional greeting.
Are you going to get out of that bed or am I going to shove the hose under the door?
A lady of infinite charm.
Just arising, dear.
You had my last fag, you did.
I beg your pardon?
There was one in the packet holding up the clock. It's gone.
Maybe the clock smoked it. You see, irrepressible I am, aren't I? Bunging out the whimsy and I haven't even got my trousers on yet.
It was you! And you've had your fingers in the sardines again.
Kindly, lady, but my mind wanders. I beg yours?
There was four left in that tin. But when I went to get them for the breakfast this morning, there was only 3½.
Well, if you insist on sardines for breakfast, 3½ ought to be plenty.
Among four people, a full sardine each, that's what I was going to give them. Now, there's my Mr. Herbert going to work on half a sardine. It's not right. It's not right.
Well, of course, I couldn't stand that. I never had a sardine. I threw the door open and confronted her.
Oh, my God!
Well, I'm impulsive, you see. Other people might hesitate or cogitate or wait until they've got their trousers on before opening the door.
Oh, my God!
But not me. When I think of doing a thing, I do it.
Oh, my God!
Which is why, at 10 o'clock that same morning, I was in the public library looking up the furnished rooms.
Guy, you moved out.
Well, I wasn't staying there after that. I could stand the...
Oh, my God!
But what I could not tolerate was the...
So that's what happened to the sardines!
Yes, I can understand you would find that distasteful.
Quite, though, mark you, in the public library one is not impervious to interference. Oh, no. I was just standing, leafing through a crinkled edition of the Balham Free Press, when my right ear was intruded by this voice.
Is that your parcel? That there on the floor, next to your foot, that brown thing, is that your parcel?
It was the voice of authority.
Ah, yes.
Demanding respect, and I gave it. I said to him, Yes, sir, that is indeed my parcel, my brown paper parcel. Do you want to buy it?
I want to know what is in it.
Well, of course you want to know what's in it. You don't want to buy a pig in the poke, do you? Perhaps you'd rather have a poke up the mush, mate. Asking people what's in their private brown paper parcels. How dare you?
I am entitled to know. I am a librarian.
I don't care what sign you were born under, you keep your hands off my parcel.
What about that one, Lincoln?
Oh, that's very witty. It's clever of you to think it so quickly.
Actually, I thought of it afterwards. I thought of all kinds of things I could have said to him, like, you're a librarian, well, I'm a Leo, Leo the Lion. Put one finger on that parcel, I'll gnaw your hand off. Or I could have said, you're a librarian, well, I'm an aquarian, a water carrier. Touch me parcel and I'll soak you to the skin. I thought of all kinds of devastating things after. But at the time, all I could think of was, you're the librarian.
Well, yes, I am, and you cannot bring parcels in here. It's your lunch, isn't it? You were coming in here to leave crumbs all over our floor, weren't you?
Crumbs? 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 From my parcel? You'll get no crumbs from my parcel. Beluga caviar doesn't leave crumbs. Nor does pâté de foie avec truffe. Crumbs come from cheese sandwiches and wholemeal biscuits, the fodder of the peasantry. There's none of that in my brown paper parcel. And there wasn't in my parcel. It was two pairs of underpants, my other shirt and three socks. Well, I was moving, wasn't I?
Come.
My gear.
Open it up.
What?
Come on, I haven't got all day. Open it up.
Have you taken leave of your senses? Open it up. Open it up. We're not in Russia yet, you know. Open it up, indeed.
You might have a book in there.
What? What?
One that you might have nicked.
Oh, isn't that awful? From a librarian to nicked. Oh, you wonder how they get the jobs, don't you? Nicked.
Come on, give it here.
Put that down. Put that down.
Look, I want to see inside that parcel.
Only over my mutilated corpse. I could have said over me dead body, but being in a library, I thought I'd dress it up a bit, you know. Well, him saying nicked, for I'd have to give it a bit of tone. You know what I mean? He's like a tone.
Listen, now watch this.
What? Oh,
have they refused your laundry again?
Refused? Oh, my laundry has never been refused. My laundry is held up as a shining example. They queue up for it. Vans form traffic jams outside the house. The drives knee-deep in laundry men soliciting. Give us your old pants, Kenny. You hear it daily, they're crying out.
Are they really?
More, yeah.
Well, I can tell you something, they've lost one of your socks.
Eh? What? Where are you?
At the bottom of the page. What do you think of you?
Oh, yes, that's right.
No, it could be that, couldn't it?
Yeah.
No.
You!
What?
Ah! You know nothing.
Oh, no.
That's a special pair.
That's
a special pair of socks. They come in threes from Fortnum and Mason's. Should one be mislaid, a spare is to hand. Or to foot, as you might say.
Really? Well, tell me, why is one a different colour?
I'm sorry. I'm not at liberty to tell you that. It's classified.
Well, you'd better take them out of here. You should never have brought them in here in the first place. Parcels are supposed to be left at the door. Now, here, take them.
Oh, and he shoves all me worldly goods into my arms. Iggledy-piggledy. Could you believe? Can you believe that? Iggledy-piggledy into my arms? I told him. You tore my brown paper parcel.
Well, there's not much there. You can stick them in your pockets.
Now, that did incense me. After all, I may have my little idiosyncrasies, don't we all? But I do not go into libraries to be told where I can stick things.
Then you can wrap them in this.
Well, you know what he gave me? The middle two pages of the Fish Friars Gazette. The middle two. The idea of wrapping my intimate garments cheek by jowl with the sort of illustrations they have in there. Never, never.
You want it or not?
Not. I wish my parcel to be restored to the condition it was in before you did your tampering.
And I want you out of here.
No, they won't get me out of here until you renew my parcel. And that was how the siege of Balham High Street began.
So you stood your ground.
Well, I had to. I told him I'd given my word.
And this is important to you, your word.
Oh, yes, they must trust you. Otherwise, it's back to paying the milkman every morning. And that's not nice, you know, putting the alarm on for 5 o'clock to catch the milkman. I've left the bottle out with a note stuck in, 1 pint old top, please. The mortification of getting a reply requesting payment in advance. How dare they ask for that? Why they pick on me? And cash as well, no checks, you know. Once I gave the milkman a pound note, he made it with my name and address on the back. I've suffered, you know. I've suffered more than my share of humiliation.
You have?
I could tell you that. I'll tell you that. When the burglars down me, they left me a fiver. Oh, it's been awful. Oh, I'll never buy another pair of shoes. A pair of shoes as long as I live. Last Christmas, I drew me club out. £14. £14, less the weeks I hadn't paid. Altogether come to £3.10. Yes, and I needed shoes. Well, it was either that or having my feet sold. And I was. I was in this shop about to try one on, and this assistant come up to me and said...
Look, you're not going to put that into one of our shoes, are you?
I am not going to what?
Well, that thing that you've got growing at the end of your leg, you're not going to try and force it into one of our shoes.
That was my intention. Yes. I could be ice cold when I like.
Well, you'll have to buy it.
If it fits me, I will.
You'll have to buy it first.
Before I try it on? How will I know if it fits me? You're great knit. How will
Listen,
I...
if you put it on and it fits, it will only be because you have applied sufficient force to distort it to the shape of your foot.
Ooh.
And that means, for all normal requirements, that shoe would then be kaput.
There is nothing abnormal about my foot.
Oh, come, sir. I mean, what about those old things going out the end there?
They are toes.
Really? What, 6 of them?
Yes. No, of course. Here, hang on. There was 5 this morning.
Well, it appears to be 6 now.
And you know he was right. I counted twice, and each time it came out the same. I had 1 more toe than fingers.
How very strange.
Not a happy discovery. Yeah. But only on the 1 foot. The other one was correct to the nearest penny. 5, exactly.
You know, you are lopsided.
And I couldn't argue. I mean, 5 on 1 foot, 6 on the other is lopsided. I picture the life of constant leaning into the wind when there isn't any. And having the axe slide off. I'm walking along with 1 foot off the curb to level up. And the muscular development, carrying that extra weight, the leg muscles will build on the 1 side only. I develop a before and after, all on the 1 body.
Oh! Here, it chinks.
That's what he said to me, the shoe seller.
It chinks.
Normally I'd ignore a thing like that, but I was grasping at straws, you see. A man who suddenly discovers an extra toe does. So I said to him, what chinks?
Your extra toe. Listen. I'd say that was definitely chinky.
And I couldn't argue about that either. If you gave the extra toe a prod, there was a distinct chink. Not a chink that'd bring people rushing out of their houses to listen. But nevertheless, a chink. It suddenly struck me. And I started to remove the sock. The shoe seller didn't like it.
Yeah, now, that's enough. We'll have no stripping off in here.
It's only the sock.
Oh, no, it isn't. It was only the shoe. Now it's going to be the shoe and the sock. Now, where will it end?
Right there. I just want to remove 1 sock.
Ah, yes, but can you be sure? I mean, once these things get a hold of you. And just on the other side of that partition is the ladies' department.
I give you my word.
Yeah, well, that is very kind of you, but I'm not a collector. Money now, that is, of course, a different thing.
I'm only going to take off 1. It's only that 1 that's causing the trouble. See, look, there.
Coinage!
Yes, 78.5 new pence.
Yes, that would definitely cause chinking, all right.
Yeah, my change. I put it in me sock.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you can see it, 78.5 new pence.
What, found in our shop?
And he meant it.
If it was found in our shop, sir, rightfully, it is ours.
It wasn't found in your shop. It was found in my sock.
But your sock was in our shop.
But I put the money in the sock in the first place.
You had witnesses, I suppose?
Of course! I never stuff money down my sock without gathering a crowd. One of the attractions of Balham, mentioned in the guidebooks, it is. 11 o'clock, change of the guard, horse guards parade. 11:30, stuffing of the socks, Ballamy Street. Roll up, see him take his socks off. It's a safe as all right. Roll up, see him take his socks off.
Well, maybe I'll take the kids during the holidays.
This is madness. This is a shop for idiots.
Really? Well, then you better not hang around while we're stock taking.
I swept out. I told you I was impulsive. I swept.
Very understandable.
Yes, what the implication? Other people might call it a play on words, but not me. That man had definitely implied that when they were dealing out the brains, mine came at the bottom of the pack.
It's only one man's opinion.
But it's so untrue. I'm one of the brightest. Go on, test me.
No, not just now.
Well, anybody here, any one of you ladies and gentlemen, any question you like, or any, just call it out and you will have an answer. Go on, you, sir, the fifth row, any question. Ask me a question.
Yes, what is the capital of Antigua?
About £4.10. Anybody else? You see, the brain is nimble, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Nothing banging about loose up there. Well, you'd know, wouldn't you?
Yes, that is true.
Oh, you're a specialist. I mean, you're dealing with them all the time. I mean, you'd know they couldn't fool you, could they? One look, and you could tell if anyone was all there or not, couldn't you?
Well, I have an idea, yes, indeed.
Yes. Well, I haven't been getting my proper sleep, you see, that's my trouble. You have to allow for that, it makes me a bit twitchy. Twitchy, I get twitches, you see. But apart from that, I mean, you wouldn't say that there was anything wrong. I mean, I'm all right.
As a matter of fact.
Yes, I mean, there's a lot, well, there's worse than me, you know.
Yes, of course. Worse. Yes.
No, a little rest, that's all I need. I've got to the funny age.
Well, of course.
I'm 40.
Well, Mr. Ames,
yes.
We've done enough for today. Yes. I found it most edifying.
Oh, good.
Most valuable opening session.
Well, it's the strain of my profession. You know what I mean? It comes out in different people in different ways.
Yes, of course. Yes. Well, perhaps next.
I mean, I was an ugly sister in pantomime. Ugly sister, me, ask yourself. Ugly. Me! Ludicrous. And my going home in the costume.
Mr. Williams,
I told the sergeant in the police station, it was a lot of overwork. I was teaching on high heels, and I had the crinoline on, back to front, but it didn't mean a thing because I wasn't really meaning it. You know what I mean? My mind was gone.
Next week,
and that time at the holiday camp, you know what I mean? I didn't do it. It wasn't really me.
Our time is up, Mr. Williams.
I just wanted to tell you. I must tell you.
Another time. No. Good night, Mr. Williams!
This week's Kenneth Williams Playhouse presentation was The Analysis by Leslie Randall, starring Kenneth Williams, with Gordon Clyde as the analyst, John Baddeley as the librarian and shop assistant, and Miriam Margulies as Eagle Face. The program was produced by Simon Brett.